Hey, and welcome to the Revive Youth Leader Podcast. Revive Youth Leader Podcast is all about you as a student leader or pastor. I know your job is challenging and that you want to find the best way possible to lead your students to a connected life with Christ. I am honored that you would bring me on this journey with you. We believe that your job is one of the most important jobs in the world, yet you are often under-recognized and underappreciated. We want to use this podcast as a way to connect you with tools that will help you succeed in the ever-changing world and culture we live in, helping you become the biggest impact possible on the young people that you work with. I want to take a minute to introduce myself to you, but I also want you to be aware that this podcast is not about me. It's about helping you become the leader and pastor that God has called you to be. This is about your success, not mine, your success. My name is Ryan Hodgins. I've been in pastoral ministry for 15 years. 12 of those 15 years I've spent in youth ministry. I've had successes and I've had failures. I'm currently serving as a youth and young adult pastor in the Charlotte area, and I'm the president and director of the Revive Youth Rally. One of my greatest passions is to help young people know and serve Jesus with their whole heart. And so as we journey together in this podcast experience, I want you to know that we are here to help equip you for ministry. This is just one of the tools that we have in the Revive Youth Rally organization, and I want it to bring success to your ministry. Today, I just want to share with you five simple truths that will make your ministry more impactful. Five simple truths that will make your ministry more impactful. If you hold to these, you will see more impact from your ministry. So here they are, five simple truths. The first one, truth number one, part of being a good leader is embracing the fact that God has called you to be a leader. The first time I felt like I was called to youth ministry was while I was on drugs, and I felt like it was not for me. In fact, I felt like it was a joke. But the call kept coming back to me until I finally answered. And when I did, I felt completely unprepared and unqualified for what was there. However, over the years, the more I have embraced God's calling and listened to his leading, the more success I have found. Your success as a leader or pastor is directly affected by what you believe God has called you to. If you don't believe you're in the role that God has called you to be in, it's going to affect you tremendously. But if you believe that God has called you to where you are and to be a successful youth leader or pastor, you are going to find success. If you believe that you are called to something else, your heart will not be invested and your ministry will suffer. If you're using youth ministry as a stepping stone to be a senior leader or a senior pastor, you'll probably not be happy in youth ministry. You might find some successes, but you probably will not be content there. Being a good leader is about embracing God's call for you. Embrace it and you will find success. Truth number two. It's not about how talented you are. The first sermon I preached was terrible. I remember writing 22 pages, and it took me less than 12 minutes to preach it. I don't play guitar, and I'm not a good singer. As you can imagine, for youth ministry, I felt completely underprepared. But what I learned was that even though I didn't have what it takes, from my perspective, the one who is calling me makes me have what it takes. I was not good enough, but God is good enough. Was I good enough? I was not good enough, but God was and is and will provide. Where we fall short, he steps in and teaches us. Use your shortfalls, your failures, to learn how to be better. God doesn't call us because we're the best. He calls us because we are willing. Your talents are not your successes. Your talents are not your successes. If you're extremely talented, maybe you're a really fun person and you're amazing at guitar, maybe you're a great singer, maybe you're great at games, that doesn't make you a good youth pastor. What makes you a good youth pastor is being willing to let God succeed through you. It's willingness. It's not how talented you are. Success doesn't come from your skills. It comes from God. Truth number three, it's not about how great you are. When I got to school for ministry, I remember sitting in class early on and thinking, wow, these guys have it all together. They look like good pastors. They have all the right answers. They know their Bibles. I had none of that. In fact, from a book's perspective, I was probably the worst candidate for ministry. I took a Bible knowledge entrance exam early on in the first school I was in, and I remember the professor telling me later that I could have done better if I was a monkey randomly filling out answers. I knew that I didn't have the knowledge or the skills to succeed in ministry. And I know that I'm not the only one. I'm sure oftentimes you feel unqualified for ministry. In fact, most of us, according to studies, show that we feel unqualified. A Fuller study showed that 75% of pastors who were surveyed felt that they were unqualified for their job. To get a link to that survey, we'll have it in the show notes so you can look for that later. But I just want to remind you that you're not alone. If you feel unqualified, you're not alone. It's God who's qualified, not you. Success can come in your ministry, no matter your situation, if you rely on God and work to grow as a leader every day. You've got to put in the work. God doesn't call us to ministry and just expect us to be awesome with no work involved. You think about Noah and the ark. He asked Noah to do this great thing, and Noah was not ready and not prepared, but Noah was willing to put in the work, and he put in a lot of it for years and years and years. But he relied on God too. He didn't know how to build a boat. So just think of this. If you rely on God, he'll provide you and he will guide you. And he will help you work to grow as a leader, but you have got to put in the work every day. You may not feel qualified because you're not great, but you're not alone. God will qualify you for the work he has called you to do. Success number four, the truth number four, success in youth ministry is not about how you look. Let me say that again. Success in youth ministry is not about how you look. As a youth leader and youth pastor, there is a lot of pressure to dress the culture and to look certain ways. I felt this pressure, but if you remember being young, oftentimes when you looked at someone who was dressed out of their element, maybe the old guy who tried to dress like a teenager, what did you think? You always felt like they looked stupid. Why is that old guy trying to dress like us? Now, think about your young people in your student groups and think about how they feel when you dress out of your element. I heard James Emery White say several times that when you try to look like your students, you're going to end up looking bad. Pastor White is a senior pastor of one of the youngest growing churches in the country, Mecklenburg Community Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they're really good at speaking into the culture. That's one of the things that they point to, but he doesn't try to look like he's 17. When I think about the youth leaders and pastors that made a big impact on me growing up, it wasn't because they were dressed cool or they were dressed like us. It was because they put in the time to build relationships with me. And I could tell that they genuinely cared about what happened to me. It wasn't because they had the best game nights, and it wasn't because they dressed the coolest. It was because of the relationships that they invested in their people. Truth number five, it's all about who called you and what he called you to do. If God didn't call you to youth ministry, or God didn't call you to ministry as a whole, you're not going to find success. But if you are called, if you feel that draw, if your heart is burning to reach out and you know that God's called you to ministry, you've had some sort of call in your life, you didn't just fall into this, but you knew that God wanted you to be a pastor, you will find success. But the reality is, stay in your lane. Do what you're supposed to do. Sometimes when things get challenging, it's easy to say, stay in your lane. Sometimes when things get challenging, it's hard to stay where you are. It really is. I've been there. I spent a few years outside of youth ministry, and man, I felt intimidated. I always thought there was something different. I wanted to try different things. And I realized quickly, although I wasn't a terrible senior pastor, I definitely was, that was not what God had called me to be. And it's easy to see success in other ministries and with other people and be drawn to them. But if God has called you to be a youth pastor or a youth leader, follow that call. Don't get drawn in by other roles. You may be a talented leader and people might see that and they'd be like, hey, you should be our pastor. You might get job offers to be the senior pastor. But if you've been called by God to be a youth leader, youth pastor, stay the course. Stay in your lane. Your role and your call can change over time. Yeah. But if you're in the season where God has called you to youth ministry, stay there. Don't abandon what God has called you to just because it's challenging or the grass is greener on the other side. I've spent most of my profession as a youth and young adult pastor, but for a few years, when I was working as a senior pastor, it got really hard. It got really challenging. And the next job after that is currently where I'm at now. And I remember several people even asking me during that time, why would you want to be a youth leader or a youth pastor after being a senior pastor? And I told them, I said, you haven't been a senior pastor, right? The pressures are a lot different. It's a whole different role. And part of why I wasn't doing the job I should be doing there, or I wasn't being the pastor I could be, was because I know that I'm called to something different. And now that I'm in the role of youth ministry again, I'm finding success there because God's called me there. But I never looked at being a youth pastor as a demotion. If you are where God has called you to be, that's a promotion. That's the place where you're going to do the best and you will thrive there. If you are called to be a student pastor, do it, love it, grow in it, and thrive in it. Success isn't always the next thing. Sometimes God is calling you to greater things, but those greater things are right where you are. I remember a while ago hearing a sermon by Pastor Stephen Furtick, and he was talking about how Elevation started and his ministry over the years there, and how they've only been growing and planted for so long. And it made me realize something. I am the same age as Pastor Stephen, and I have been in ministry for almost exactly the same amount of time as him. Thinking about somebody else's success is dangerous. It's easy to get trapped in a life of comparison. I am not Stephen Furtick, and I'm not called to be Stephen Furtick. But if I look at our ministries and I see the successes that he's had and where I'm at, it kind of makes me feel bad. It makes me feel like maybe I've not done what I'm supposed to do, or maybe I'm not as good as I'm supposed to be. But the reality is that comparison is a real ministry killer. Stop comparing your ministry to other people. We need to believe that we are the best person for the life that God has called us to lead. The church needs young people that have built their foundation on Christ because of faithful, dedicated leaders like you. Stay faithful. Stay strong. God has called you to be where you're at. Stay in your lane. Don't look for every other thing. Don't look for the next best thing. The last thing our young people need is abandoning them for the next best thing. Dave Ramsey says this. He says, consistency over time equals momentum. You want a thriving youth ministry? Be consistent over time. That's what builds momentum. It's not looking to the next greatest thing. It's not looking for the next way out when it gets challenging. It's consistency over time that equals momentum. Momentum in ministry is not built on short stints, but in relationships and consistency. Embrace that. Embrace what God has called you to. Embrace that God can do things through your ministry to young people. There is never a greater place to be than where God has put you. Use it learn from it, excel in it, and grow it. As a review, here are the five simple truths repeated that will make your ministry more impactful. Part of being a good leader is embracing the fact that God has called you. Number two, it is not about how talented you are. Number three, it's not about how great you are. Number four, it's not about how you look. Number five, it's all about who has called you and what he has called you to. I look forward to picking up this conversation back with you again soon. We have some awesome interviews scheduled and coming up that we'll be releasing in the near future. You're gonna want to hear those. We've got some powerful interviews coming. One in particular I'm really excited about groups in youth ministry and the impact of them. You're gonna want to hear that. Anyways, until then, I hope that this week you experience transformation, growth, and discipleship in your youth ministry. Build relationships. Bring success. Be revived. Bring revival. See you next time.